Today's Amud is Tainus Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the second to last line on my Rava. So we mentioned the Shita of Rav Chista. Rav Chista said that an Avol is not allowed to shower, he's not allowed to wash himself at all, doesn't matter if it's hot water or even cold water, he's not allowed to wash himself with any sort of water. That was what Rav Chista said. Now says the Gemara that on my Rava, and the Gemara is going to bring two different versions of what Rava said. One version that Rava argues on Rav Chista, and he says that an Avol is allowed to wash himself with cold water. And in the second version, we're going to see that Rava agrees to Rav Chista, and he says that an Avol is not allowed to wash himself with cold water. But first says the Gemara, my Rava, that Avol mutter lirchitz betzoinin kol shiva. That not like Rav Chista, an Avol is allowed to wash himself with cold water. He's not allowed to wash himself with hot water, but he's allowed to wash himself with cold water. Provides tainuk. And we said that he has to make sure that he doesn't have any sort of tainuk. Midi dehava bisra v'chamro. It's no different than meat and wine. Meat and wine also give him tainuk. So you see that we don't have to refrain from all things that give him tainuk. Just like we allow him to eat meat and to drink wine, so too we allow him to take a cold shower, a hot shower. That's already doing too much. So that we don't allow him. But a cold shower is mutter, just like we allow him to eat meat and to drink wine. Ask the Gemara, Meisve, I'll prove it to you that an Avol is not allowed to wash himself with cold water. The Braisa says that Eina Baigeres Rishol Navilus Atzma Bimei Evilavia. A Baigeres, a girl who's of marriageable age, whatever that means. So she's Eina Baigeres. She's not allowed to be menavel herself. She's not allowed to make herself look ugly while she's in Avela for her, while she's sitting in, while she's in Avelas for her father. Or when her father's in Avelas and she's sitting in, she's in the house because of her father. She's not allowed to make herself look ugly during that time period. She's of marriageable age, so even though the halachas of Avelis would dictate that there are certain things that she has to do that would then make her look ugly, she does not keep those halachas because she's of marriageable age. We want her to look good. Now, I wouldn't recommend reading her a shidduch while she's sitting shiva over her father, but I guess some people are going to think of the idea for some time later, so it's not a good idea that she shouldn't look good. But what's the diak from the Braisa? Hanaira Risha. It's Dafka a Baigeres who's of marriageable age, she's not allowed to make herself look ugly. But a Naira, a girl who's younger than that, she's not yet in the Parsha, so then she's Risha. She's allowed to make herself look ugly. Now what exactly, which halacha are we talking about of Nivel? Which halacha are we discussing that the Baigeres should not keep and a Naira yes should keep? My love, berachitza. Luchaira, we're talking about washing herself. Ubemai. Now, what type of water temperature are we discussing? Ilema bechamin. If we're talking about hot water, and we're saying, the Brais is saying that the Baigeres should not keep that halacha, she should wash herself with hot water, that wouldn't seem to make any sense. Eina Baigeres Risha, she's not allowed to be menavel herself, she has to wash with hot water. Va'amar Rav Chista, avil asr lohayshed etzbo'i bechamin. Hot water is very chamer. Rav Chista said an avil is not even allowed to dip his finger into hot water. So you see, hot water is very chamer. It wouldn't make sense that we would give such a kula and we would tell a baigeres to wash with hot water. So it can't be discussing hot water. Elalav b'tzaynin. It must be we're discussing tzaynin. And what does the Braisa say? That there was a special heter for a baigeres to wash in this cold water. But what would be by a naira? Someone who doesn't have this heter. So then tzaynin, cold water, is aser. When we say that there's an iser of rechitza for an avo, that iser of rechitza includes cold water. So that's a kasha on Rava. Rava said that an avo is allowed to wash in cold water. We have a diak from this braisa, it's mashma, that cold water is aser. It says a baigeres has a kula. The kula l'chayra is referring to this, washing herself with cold water, but a standard avo is not. So you see, a standard avo is not allowed to wash with cold water. To that, the Gemara says, lay, it's not a raya. We're not talking about the nivel of washing, of rechitza, rather a kichul pirkus. We're talking about different things that she would do to beautify herself. Kichel is referring to some sort of eye makeup, and Pirkus is braiding her hair. So those things that an aval is typically not allowed to do, there's a special heter for a begeris to do it, being that she's in the parsha, we want her to look good, so we say that she's allowed to put on this makeup, she's allowed to do her hair, but a standard aval is not allowed to. We're not discussing rechitza. It could be rechitza. Everybody is allowed to wash in cold water, like Rava said. There's no kasha on Rava from this braisa. Says the Gemara now, the other way, that Lema Misayayale. Now, Luchari, we have a raya from a braisa to Rava, that an avil is allowed to wash in cold water, and this is a braisa that we mentioned on the previous Talmud. The Amr of Abba Akayim, Yishim Rabbi Yaisi Akayim, that Maisa, there was a story, Umeisu Banash, or Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina, that the sons of Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina died, Urachatz Betsoin in Kol Sheva, and Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina, he washed himself in cold water throughout the whole Shiva. So you see, an Avol is Mutter in Tzainin, exactly like Rava said. So this is a Raya to Rava, to which the Gemara says, and no, it's not a Raya. Because the Amri, they said, that was talking about where Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina was a double Avol. So anyways, we give him special kulas. It could be this is one of those kulas, that we allowed him to wash in cold water. That could be that it was just a special kula because of the fact that he was a double Avol. There's no raya from here that a standard Avol is allowed to wash in cold water. He was an Avol for his one son, then the other son died right after. So he was a double Avol. By a double Avol, we give special kula. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Techafu Aval of Zeacher Zeh, that if a person is a double Aval, so Hichbit Sarai, if his hair is heavy, meaning he has long hair, Mekel Batar, he could lighten it, he could shorten it with a razor, Umichabis Ksusai Bimayim, and he's allowed to do laundry, even though typically an Aval is not allowed to do laundry, this double Aval, he's allowed to wash his clothing with water, and Amrev Chista, Rav Chista pointed out that it's Dafka in this Eifen, Batar of Aleibim Ispamayim, he cuts his hair with a razor, but not with scissors, he has to do a shinoi. And when he does the laundry, he can only use b'mayim, he can only use the water, v'lay b'neser, v'lay b'chol, v'lay b'ohol, but he can't use all these various different types of detergents, all these different types of soaps or detergents, those he can't use, he has to do with the shinoi. But we still do give him certain kulas. So you see, a double oval has these kulas. So it could be the fact that Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina, when he was a double oval, that he washed himself with cold water, that could be that it was just a special kula because of the fact that it was a double oval. There's no raya from here that stam in general, an oval is mutter in cold water. So there's no raya from here to Rava. That was all now the first version of Rava, that Rava's chaylik on Rav Chista. Rav Chista said an oval is not allowed to even wash with cold water, for sure not hot water, not even cold water. Rava said that cold water is mutter. Now says the Gemara, that Nika Amri, some have a different version, that Amar Rava, oval aser b'tzoinin kol sheva. That Rava said like Rav Chista. He said like the Shver. He said like his father-in-law Rav Chista. He said that an oval is aser in tzoinin the whole sheva. Maishnami baser b'yayin. And now on this version, the Gemara has the kasha on Rava. You're telling me an aval is not allowed to use cold water. Why is that any different than meat and wine? Meat and wine also give pleasure, and yet still we say that meat and wine is mutter for an aval. So why don't we allow him to wash in tzaynin as well? Says the Gemara that no, meat and wine is different. Hasam is a special heter with meat and wine because the fakuche pachtei hu da'avid. Because besides the fact that they do give a little bit of pleasure, but they're very helpful. They get rid of some of the aval's pachat. It distresses him a little bit, and he needs that. That's something that he needs. So therefore, we give him this heter to eat meat and to drink wine. Showering in cold water does not have that effect, and therefore, there's no reason to be matter the cold water. So basar and yayin is mutter for an aval, but cold water remains asar. And to that says the Gemara, that lema misayayale, that l'chayra, we have a raya to Rava, we have a raya also technically to Rav Chista, that an aval is not allowed to wash himself in cold water. What's the raya? It's the braisa that we brought on the top of the Amud. The Braisa says that in a Begeris Rishala Naval Atzma, it says that the Begeris, when she's in Avela, when she's sitting Avela, when she's sitting Shiva, she's not allowed to be Manavel herself. Hanaira Rishah, the Diak is that a lady who's not marriageable age, she has to keep the Halachis. She does make herself look not so pleasant. And Bemai, what are we talking about? Ilema Bechamin, we're obviously talking about washing herself, and if we're talking about hot water, it doesn't make sense that we would give that. that kula to the bageras. Eina bageras rasha. She's not allowed to be manavel herself. She's supposed to wash in hot water. That doesn't make any sense. V'amar Rav Chista avo asur lahi shenitzbay b'chamin. An avo's not even allowed to put his finger into hot water. So alolav b'tzayin. It must be we're talking about cold water. And there was a special heter for a bageras who's of marriageable age to wash herself with cold water. But a standard avo is asur in cold water. So this is a raya to Rava that cold water is asur. To which the Gemara says that no, it's not a raya, just like we were madchit before we had it as a kasha. Now the Gemara is bringing it as a raya, but the Gemara says that no, it's not a raya because a kichulu pirkus. I can tell you that the Brais is bichlal not discussing rechitza; it's discussing making yourself look beautiful using all different types of makeups or doing your hair. And says the Gemara that Amar Rav Chista. Fine, so we finish with that. Now that's the second version of Rava, and according to this second version, Rava holds like his father-in-law. He holds like Rav Chista that an avol is usher to wash himself with cold water. Now says the Gemara that Amar Rav Chista. Stam, we mentioned in the Braisa that an avol. We mentioned when we were discussing the Braisa that an avol is not allowed to. She's not allowed to put on the eye makeup, and she's not allowed to do her hair. She's not allowed to do these different things to make herself look beautiful. So Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says that Zaysay Meres. You can learn from this halacha that an avol is aser to wear makeup. So that avol aser b'tich baisas kol shiva. You could also learn from there that it must be that there's also an iser for an avol to do laundry all 7 days, just like we wouldn't let her put on makeup, so too we don't let an avil do his laundry or her laundry during the entire Shiva. And this concludes the Gemara of Hilchasa, the bottom line halacha. The bottom line halacha is like this, is that an avil is asur lirchutz kol gufoy, bein b'chamin bein b'tzaynin. That the Isser of Rechitza applies even to cold water. It's like Rav Chista, it's like the second version of Rava. An Avil is Asr to wash his entire body. It doesn't matter if it's hot water or cold water. The Isser of Rechitza applies even to cold water, called Shiva, throughout the entire Shiva. Aval Panav Yadav Haraglav, but when it comes to just washing select parts of the body, just the Panav Yadav Haraglav, the bare minimum, so that Bechamin Asr, Bechamin, it's still going to be Asr. We said even to put his finger into hot water is Asr. So for this, hot water is still going to be problematic, but Tzaynein Mutter, even though the Isser Rechitza applies to Tzaynein, will give a special heter to Panav Yadav Viraglov and will allow a Rechitza of Tzaynein by Panav Yadav Viraglov. Avalasoich, but when it comes to anointing himself or herself with oil, so then Afilu Kolshu Aser, even just to put it on a little part of his or her body, that's going to be problematic. The place can discuss whether or not soap and shampoo or is included in Sicha. We'll discuss that as the in the Reis al-Halacha article in the end of the week, but Sicha, so that Afilu Kol Shehu, that's going to be Aser to anoint for the Avil to anoint himself with oil. Vimla Avir says Zua Mamutter, but if it's to get rid of some dirt, if it's because he has a specific he's spot cleaning, he has a dirty spot, he got some dirt on him, so then to clean just that spot, that's going to be Mutter. This there's only going to be just time to clean the body, but if there's a specific spot that needs to get cleaned, so then that's going to be Mutter. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Slaisa de Tanisa Heichi Mitkarina. So there's a new Gemara. Ask the Gemara that Slaisa de Tanisa, the Tfilah of the Tainis, referring to Anenu, Heichi Madkarinon, where in Shemayna Esrei do we insert Anenu? Where in Shemayna Esrei do we mention the Tfilah of the Tainis? So Ad Bere Rav Yehuda or Rav Yitzchak Bere. So Rav Yehuda was talking to Rav Yitzchak his son, Udarash, and he darshan to him like this. He said that Yachid Shekibu Olav Tainis. He said that the Yachud is mekabel on himself to fast. So mispalil shel tainis. So he davens a tefillah of anenu, even though he's just a Yachud. He says anenu. V'heichan oimra. Now where do you say anenu? Stam, a person, an individual, when he says anenu. So where do you say anenu? Says Rav Yehuda, he said ben goyol l'reife. You say it as an independent bracha, between the bracha of goyol, referring to the bracha of re'eh, and the bracha of reife, referring to the bracha of reife. As an independent bracha, you insert a 19th bracha, or if you include Berchas Aminim, then technically it's 20th, but generally in the Gemara we don't include Berchas Aminim because it was instituted later. So let's say we call it Shemayna Esrei, it's 18 brachas, really it's 19, that's only if you include Berchas Aminim, which was instituted later. Leaving out Berchas Aminim, it's 18 brachas. You add a 19th bracha of Anenu, and you insert that bracha between Re'eh and Refa'enu. Maskefa Rav Yitzchak, However, Rav Yitzchok asked him, he said, is that possible? Could it be that the Yachid has its own 19th bracha? Does an individual, when he's davening his silent Shemoneh Esrei, does he ever add a bracha into his silent Shemoneh Esrei? There's no way, there's no such thing. So Elam, Rav Yitzchok was chaylik, and Rav Yitzchok said, b'shemeh tefillah, that when the Yachid, when he davens his private Shemoneh Esrei, and he has to say Anenu, so he inserts it into the bracha of Shema Kailenu, which the Gemara refers to as the bracha of Shema Tefillah. He doesn't insert it as its own bracha between Re'e and Rafa'enu, rather he puts it into Shema Kailenu. V'chenam Rav Sheshas b'Shema Tefillah. Also Rav Sheshas said that the Yachid puts Anenu into the middle of Shema Kailenu. Meisvei asked the Gemara now, is that true, that the Yachid can never add his own bracha? We learned in the Braisa like this, that ein bein Yachid etzibur. There's no difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur. The Gemara will define what that means. But says the Braisa, there's no difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur. Ela shezeh mispalo shmeina esrei, vezeh mispalo tsha esrei. So that the Yachid, he davens 18 brachas, and the Tzibur davens 19 brachas, again, leaving out Berachas Aminim. So then the Tzibur adds in Anenu as its own independent bracha, and the Tzibur davens 19 brachas. Now, my Yachid u'my Tzibur, what is the Braisa referring to when it says a Yachid davens an 18 bracha Shemina Esrei on a fast day, and a Tzibur davens a 19 bracha Shemina Esrei? Ilem a Yachid ma'amish a Tzibur means Shliach Tzibur. So the simple way to understand the Braisa would be to say that the Yachid means an individual on the Tainus. The individual, he does not say Anenu as an independent bracha, but the Tzibur, referring to the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazun, so then he says it as its own independent bracha. That would be the simple way of reading the Braisa, which is taka how we are naik. But says the Gemara that can't be, because Hani Chasrei Esrin Va'arba Havu. Because it wouldn't make sense to say that the Chazan only says 19 brachas. We know that the Chazan on the fast day says 24 brachas. We're going to discuss it more later. That the Chazan on the fast day, they instituted 6 additional brachas. He had an additional 6 brachas. So it's 24 brachas that the Shliach Tzibur that the Chazan would say on the fast day. So you can't say that when the Braisa says Tzibur, that it's referring to the Chazan. So what does it mean Yachid and what does it mean Tzibur? Alolav hachi kamar. The Braisa must mean like this. The Braisa means that ain bein Yachid, the kibbalah love tainus Yachid. There's no difference between a Yachid, an individual who is makabel on himself, his own personal fast, li Yachid, shekibbalah love tainus Tzibur, to a Yachid who is makabel on himself, also a personal fast, but with the stringency of a tainus Tzibur, ala shezeh mishbalo shmeina esrei, vezeh mishbalo tsha esrei. A Yachid, when he just has a fast of a Yachid, so then he does an 18 bracha shmeina esrei. But when he was makabel a tainus with the stringency, of a tefillah sibur already, then already even the individual in his silent Shemoneh Esrei, he adds a bracha and he has a 19 bracha Shemoneh Esrei. So what do you see from here? Shema mina yachid kaveya bracha la'atzmai. You see, at least as long as when he's makabah on himself, the tainus with the stringency of a tainus sibur, like the tainus that we have for rain, so then even in yachid in his own silent Shemoneh Esrei, he adds a 19th bracha. He says anenu as its own independent bracha, like Rabbi Yehuda said, and this is a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak and a kasha on Rav Sheshes, who said that it can't be. Says the Gemara, like, no, it's not a kasha. I'll tell you that when the Braisa says that the Tzibur davens a 19 bracha Shemoneh Esrei, it's not referring to a Yachid who is makabel a tainus with the stringency of a tainus Tzibur. It's referring to the Chazan. It's referring to the Shatz, the Shliach Tzibur. And now, but you add a kasha that it can't be talking about the Shliach Tzibur, because Shliach Tzibur Esr v'arba mitzaleh, because the Chazan he davens a 24 bracha Shemoneh Esrei, like we're going to see later, that the Chazan on the fast day he would daven a 24 bracha Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, then no, it's not a kasha. B'shloisha tanias rishonos deleka Esr v'arba. There's a difference between as the fasts go on. We mentioned that when there was a lack of rain, so there was first 3 fasts on the Tzibur, then another 3 fasts on the Tzibur, and then 7 fasts on the Tzibur. The first 3 weren't so chamer. The first 3 did not have this 24 bracha Shemoneh Esrei. That's what the Braisa is referring to. The Braisa is referring to the Shemoneh Esrei during those first 3 fasts that Beis Din instituted on the Tzibur. During those fasts, there was no 24 brachas for the Chazan. Says the Braisa, there was no difference between the Yachin and the Chazan, except the individual would say 18 bracha Shemoneh Esrei, because he would not add in Anenu as its own independent the bracha, and Einu was inserted into Shemaya Tefillah, and the Chazan, the Tzibur, referring to the Shliach Tzibur, the Shatz, the Chazan, he would say Einu as its own independent bracha. He would not insert it into Shemaya Tefillah, he would rather have it as its own independent bracha, and that's what the Braisa means. So there's no Kasha from here on Rav Yitzchak and Rav Sheshes. The Braisa is referring to the Chazan, but Einachanami, an individual, does not add Einu as its own independent bracha. So the Shaka V'Tayr really continues until the middle of Yidal Daman Aleph, so we'll stop here, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up from here in the following shir.